Hey, sweet friend, welcome to the Free and Well podcast. I am so glad you're here. Are you ready to start growing your confidence and knowing that you are enough? Are you ready to stop being so hard on yourself, second guessing yourself, and putting off those amazing goals you have? Hey, friend, I'm Devaney. I'm a recovering perfectionist and people pleaser. I'm a therapist, life coach, and a dog mom, and I remember being right where you are. I am on a mission to share with you powerful faith and psychology-based tools to help you start being kinder to yourself, start creating consistent, positive, healthy routines, and start setting healthy boundaries. It's time for you to break free from self-doubt and your inner critic. You are worthy and enough just as you are today. And even though I'm a therapist, this show is for educational purposes only. Information from this show is not a substitute for mental health or medical treatment. All right, my friend, it is your time. Let's dig in and take some real, authentic, perfectly imperfect action together. Let's go. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Free and Well podcast. I am so glad that you are here. So today I am going to be guiding you through a little breathing practice that I really enjoy. And I just want to throw out there that as someone who has ADHD, someone who experiences anxiety, that a lot of the practices that you will find here are very ADHD and anxiety friendly. And I've had so many conversations with different people about, you know, I ask, oh, like, tell me your thoughts on meditation. Tell me your thoughts on mindfulness. This is especially something that I ask new clients. And some of them are like, oh yeah, I'm all about it. And then other people are like, you know, I would love to, but it feels so hard. I've tried, it doesn't work. And I just want to share with you that there are ways of practicing mindfulness. There are ways of meditating that can be really friendly and actually really doable for those of us with ADHD and anxiety. And so just want to share that with you, that I'm setting an intention to, in the coming weeks, coming months, to really be sharing more of these practices with you that I have found so helpful. Meditating is literally something that I do most days of the week, and I feel it when I don't. I feel it when I don't. And I just want to share too, I'm not necessarily an expert in, like, I actually have a couple courses that I want to be doing. I am going to be doing a yoga teacher training later this year. It is actually from a Christian faith-based lens, which I'm so freaking excited for. And just have some other things that I'm learning. And so, you know, 100%, there's always more we can be learning. However, I do want to share with you just very briefly before we go into this practice, when you hear the term meditation, okay, and this is my own understanding. That's why I wanted to preface with I'm not like an expert in this, but how I understand meditation is that meditation is like a practice. I'm sitting, I am breathing, I am focusing on maybe my breath, or maybe I'm focusing on some type of movement, okay? And then mindfulness really is a practice, but also a way of life. So when I imagine mindfulness, so a mindfulness practice can be, I'm sitting here, I'm noticing the colors around me. I am noticing the textures that I'm feeling under my fingers. I am noticing these things when I go on walks, when I'm out in nature. I'm doing those things most of the time, mindfully, right? Versus mindlessly, right? We're doing those things mindfully. We are aware, we are paying attention non-judgmentally. That is really what mindfulness means, is we're paying attention to what's going on around us in the present moment without judgment. So I just wanted to throw that out there, that these are two different things, right? Meditating, we also can meditate on God's word, right? And there's many instructions for us to do that. To meditate on something is to really sit with it, right? To sit, to notice, to observe. And so that could be I'm noticing my breath, right? Mindfulness, paying attention to what is going on in this present moment. So I felt the call to share that with you because those are two different things. And I think there is just such power in both of them. And I also want to share that I think why I personally have found these practices so powerful is because my mind is just so active. My mind is so active, right? And I can imagine that yours might be too. Our minds are just always creating thoughts. That's what they're here to do. My mind is always brainstorming, coming up with ideas, having interesting thoughts. Like, as I feel like I'm an extroverted introvert, and so I have a very active, rich thought life. Like, my brain is constantly thinking, getting curious, asking questions, noticing all of these things. And so a mindfulness practice, when I, throughout the day, take a second to breathe, take a second to notice what colors are around me, what I can hear, what I can smell, what I can feel, like to really come into the present moment without judgment, really allows my mind to kind of take a break. Because I'm focusing on what's actually going on here versus what's going on in my mind. And so it feels just like a really nice, like deep breath for my brain. Like a very nice, restful moment. And I think that's what I so enjoy about doing practices like this in the morning, is that it just allows your mind to just kind of rest, just gives your mind a break so you can just kind of be here, because you are not your mind. Your mind is a part of you, but you observe the thoughts that your mind creates. You observe the questions, the curiosity. You observe all those things. You are not that. It is a part of you. And so when we are able to take a moment, take some breaths, have a mindfulness practice, have a meditation practice where I'm just focusing on my breath, it really allows you to kind of ground in, to feel more present, to be a little bit less up in your head and a little bit more in the body and connected to yourself. And that has felt so huge for me on my journey. And that's, of course, a really big part of so much of what I do with clients and, you know, sharing weekly tools and all of these new practices to help you do exactly that. Because, you know, as someone with anxiety and ADHD, like, it definitely spends so much time in my head. And I remember, yeah, I just, even in my 20s, like before I started doing all of this work, so much time spent up in my head, thinking, worrying, wondering, comparing, all of those things. And I really didn't have any ways. I really didn't spend much time in my body or practicing mindfulness and letting my mind take a break, letting my mind be quiet for a moment. And just allowing myself to be in my body and to feel connected with myself versus being so caught up in like a tornado of my mind. That's what it felt like all the time. You know, just constant thoughts and worry and questions and all of those things. And it's really exhausting. It's really exhausting. That's another reason why I love these practices so much, because it just gives you a break. It gives you some genuine rest, even if it's for a couple moments. And there's so much incredible research that talks about how powerful that is. How powerful that is. Okay, so thanks for listening. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Okay, in the beginning I was like, I'm just going to do a meditation. And then I just talked for 10 minutes about, but that's okay. That's okay. Hopefully that felt helpful for you, or someone needed that. And that's why I was feeling led to share that. So let's go ahead. And I want to preface always, please do not do this if you are driving, if you are handling heavy machinery. Hello. Okay. Hello. Hello. Okay. Let's go ahead, and I want you to get into a comfy spot. Comfy seated position would be great. Feet on the ground. Or maybe you want to sit cross-legged. Maybe that feels good for you. And what I'd love for you to do is place your hands, either one hand on heart, one hand on belly, or maybe just resting your hands on the top of your legs. That's great. Okay. We're going to just take a couple of deep breaths here. Maybe you want to close your eyes. Maybe you want to find somewhere restful to just let your eyes kind of rest and sit on. If you don't want to close your eyes, that is absolutely okay. Okay. And we're going to just experiment. I love coming to these practices just with this attitude of, can we just experiment here? Let's try this out. See what you enjoy. See what feels helpful. See what doesn't. And that's okay. We don't need to judge it. If we've worked together in any capacity, you have heard me say that. Can we just experiment? Let's try something. Okay. So we are sitting here, and what we're going to do is take a nice slow breath in through the nose, and I want you to count to four during the inhale. Breathing out through the mouth for six, counting down from six. Taking another nice breath in, seeing if you can really feel all the way into the belly. And a nice slow exhale for six. Breathing in for four. Breathing out for six. What I want you to do here is just notice a name, maybe a couple of emotions that are coming up for you. Noticing what is present without judgment. This could sound like I'm noticing some anxiousness. I'm noticing some energy. I'm noticing sadness. Just naming those for yourself here. When the mind wanders, just bringing it right back. That is okay. It will happen. No need to judge. Just bringing it right back. What I want you to do here, I want you to straighten the spine, roll the shoulders back. We're going to take one more really nice big breath. As you take a deep inhale, I want you to raise your hands up above if that feels good for you, stretching up. And as you exhale, releasing the hands back down to your sides or wherever they were resting. Taking a moment here to notice a texture. Maybe it is something that is sitting next to you or something you are wearing. Imagining that you have never felt this texture before. Just kind of touching it lightly, noticing it, noticing little details about it. Is it soft, scratchy, fuzzy, dense? Bring the mind back when it wanders. I want you to take another really nice big breath, noticing if you can smell anything. Tuning into what you can hear around you, noticing the most prominent sounds first. When the mind wanders, bring it back, noticing the most prominent sounds that you can hear. Noticing the most subtle sounds that you have to search for almost, that you would only notice if you were seeking them out. And then what I'd love for you to do here is come into a self-hug if that feels good and supportive and safe for you. Just giving yourself a little hug. Opening the eyes if you feel ready. Looking around you. And noticing five different colors that are catching your attention. Five different colors. Scanning the entire room, noticing five colors. Okay. And then we're going to take one more of those big stretching breaths. So breathing in nice and big, reaching up if that feels good for you. And then exhaling and letting the hands fall. then just taking a second here to notice how this feels. Notice how your body feels. Okay. Amazing, my friend. Taking this practice with you in whatever way feels good for you throughout the week, okay? Maybe there's just a little nugget of it that you loved the most. Notice what felt supportive. Take it with you. Okay, I appreciate you so much. I will talk to you soon. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope this episode spoke to you and encouraged you. And before you go, I have an online community that is just for you. Head to freeandwellcommunity.com and be sure to enter your email so you can be the first to hear about new episodes, to get Monday morning journal prompts, and to get special gifts from me. All right, my friend, I will see you at our next coaching coffee date. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.